Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, gods and goddesses and kings and queens and all of you magical souls out there. I am so honored that you are here listening to my podcast. A little update on me and my life since I've been going through a lot of changes in the past few weeks. I have left Bali for the time being. I flew back to California to be with my family for Christmas. I'm in Sacramento with them. And then I'm going to be heading to LA for a couple of weeks to do some work. And I'm actually meeting up with my personal coach to do an immersion and some in-person work and film our new academy together, and then I might be going to Shasta, and then after that, who freaking knows? And, you know, honestly, this is what I love about my life, and also what terrifies me about my life right now is that I just don't know. I am in the deepest state of surrender right now, and just like, I don't know what my life is going to look like in 1 month, or 2 months, or 1 year, or 1 day, or 1 week. There are so many unknowns. I'm going an entirely new direction with my business. I'm partnering up with someone. I'm creating a new academy. I've left Bali, and yes, maybe I'm going back, but I also don't know. There's just so many options. Truly what it is freedom, but also that amount of freedom is scary, and I have no idea where I want to go and where my business is going and where my life is going, where I'm going to end up, what everything's going to look like. I couldn't even tell you or even guess what my life would look like in 6 months to a year. But this, you know, the last time I had this many unknowns in my life and I deeply surrendered to it, my life completely exploded in a matter of weeks, and everything I'd been trying to manifest for years showed up in like a month and a half. And that's what happens when you leap into the unknown and you say, you know what, universe, this is terrifying. I have no idea where this is going to go, and I'm taking so many risks right now, and I don't know if they're going to play out or if I'm going to fall flat on my face. But either way, it's okay, because I know you have my back. And I know that I'm always on the right path, even if it doesn't feel like it. Even if I can't see the path, even if I can only see 1 foot in front of me at a time, I still know that the path is there. And I know that the end destination is the highest good for my own life. It's the life of the most abundance and the most bliss. And I know that if I follow my intuition, even when it doesn't make sense, that I'm on the path of least resistance no matter what. And because of that, I'm okay, right? My comfort and my safety doesn't come from having a plan, doesn't come from knowing what's going to happen, doesn't come from knowing the next 10 steps. It comes from knowing that I am so guided and supported and that there's a bigger plan than the one that I can see. I know that all I need to know is what the next step is. I only need to see 1 foot in front of me. You know, I kind of imagine it like a car driving at night and you're on a highway, but the lights on your car only allows you to see what, like 6 feet in front of you. But you know that there's miles and miles of road, right? And you know what your end destination looks like. You just can't see the road to get there, but you know that you're on it. That you know if you keep driving, even though you could only see 5 feet in front of you, if you just keep driving, you know you're going to get there. Even if you don't know what that road looks like, you might not know how many turns, how many curves there are, if you go uphill, if you go downhill, you don't know if you hit a roadblock, but you know you're going to get there. And you just trust that. You don't wonder if the road's going to disappear and you're going to fall off of the face of the earth. That doesn't even cross your mind. You have faith in the road. That is what it's like to surrender to the universe. You have faith that even though you can only see that 1 foot in front of you, you don't know what the path looks like, but you know that the end destination is that life of the most abundance and the most bliss and the most joy and the most love, because that is your birthright. And you know that the universe knows the path of least resistance and is guiding you. As long as you follow your intuition, you will get there. No matter what it feels like, no matter how many roadblocks you hit, no matter how many turns you make, no matter how much uphill there is, you're still on the right path and you're still going to get there. You just need to keep following the path no matter what. And this is why so many people don't get there, because intuition makes sense after the fact, not before. Right? And so the universe gives us nudges, right? The universe knows the path of least resistance to get us exactly where we want to be. And so the universe will send us those nudges. It'll send us the people. It'll send us the opportunities. But then we look at them and we say, no, this is crazy. I don't want to do this, because it doesn't logically make sense. And what is logic? We make logical, rational decisions, and we call them logical or rational because we base them on our past memories. And we say, okay, yeah, this has worked out for me in my life before, so I'm going to do it again. It seems logical, right? Or, yeah, this is totally rational. I can see, you know, the step-by-step plan. I know how I'm going to do it. I know there's not a high risk. Totally logical, totally rational. The problem is we make quote-unquote logical and rational decisions based on our past and based on what we've already seen and based on what we currently believe. But if you want to manifest a life you've never had, you need to make decisions that are outside of your current belief system, outside of what you've seen and done in the past, outside of your current idea of what logical and rational looks like. Because as long as you're only making the logical and rational decisions, it means you're holding yourself in your past. Because they're only making decisions that have worked for you in the past. But what has worked in the past has gotten you where you are now. So unless you want to stay where you are now, you need to make decisions. You need to create new thoughts and new belief systems that are different than the one you've currently had. Because the thoughts and the beliefs that you've had until this point has manifested you the life that you have right now. And they are not going to get you the life that you desire. If you desire to manifest a life that is different than the one that you have, you must shift your thoughts, shift your energy, and shift your belief system to align with the new life rather than the one you have. If you're making decisions based on your current environment, your current situation, you're going to hold yourself there forever. And this is why most people stay stagnant and repeating cycles forever. Because intuition says, all right, here's an opportunity for you. Here's a business opportunity. Here's a coach for you to work with. Here's a program that's going to help you get there faster. Here is an opportunity for you to move to a new city where you're going to meet the people and get the opportunities that you're looking for. But then we say, what? Move to a new city? That sounds scary. I don't want to do that. I'm comfortable here. Or we say, what? Invest in a coach or a program or a course? Hell no. I'm not digging into my savings for that. Or we say, what? Start this new business venture just when I got comfortable in my current job? Invest all this money into my business, go into debt, whatever it is? What? No. That's terrifying. There's so much risk in that. Fear holds us back. And so we stay stuck where we are and we don't move, because even though the path is already there laid out for us, we don't take it because we don't trust our intuition. Because like I said, intuition does not make sense before, it makes sense after the fact. So if you're constantly trying to plan out every step and saying, okay, what is the risk here? Let me make sure I know exactly how this is going to go. You will never make it there. And yes, making intuitive decisions does come with quote unquote risk. Making, you know, big investments or starting new businesses or moving to new places or partnering with new people, whatever it is that comes into your life, of course it comes with risk. But the thing about this is you must understand that yes, there's potential to fall flat on your face. And to get where you want to go, I promise you, you will fall flat on your face. You will fail. You will experience pain. But it is all a part of the path. It is still serving you. you know that if you fall flat on your face, it is only here to teach you the lesson that you need to learn so you can up-level to that next level in your life. And if you're avoiding saying yes to something out of fear because you're fearing failure, you're avoiding the lessons that you need to learn as well. Because you're not going to get the success and the abundance and the love and the bliss without the discomfort and the failure and the pain. It's a part of the process. But it's not necessarily a bad part of the process. It's just neutral. It just is. Failure is just feedback setting us up for our next success. And if we avoid failure, we avoid growth. We avoid evolving and we hold ourselves where we are. If you want to change your life, you must be able to move through fear. Period. Fear is always a good sign. It means you're making your ego nervous. It means that you're moving outside of your current belief system, which your ego has created to keep you safe. Let's say you hold this belief from childhood that says, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to start a business. I'm not worthy of investing money in. I'm not worthy of that kind of growth. And then you try to move outside of your comfort zone and you try to invest money in a coach or you try to start a business and your ego says, oh, no, this isn't going to work. This doesn't line up with the belief system I've built to keep you safe in your little comfort zone. So it sends you fear to stop you from leaving your comfort zone, to stop you from leaving the belief system it's built so carefully to hold you trapped nice and safe in your comfort zone. So if you ever want to leave the safety of your comfort zone, the safety of that belief system, you need to move through fear because everything you desire, all of the bliss and the love and the abundance lies outside of your comfort zone, outside of the safety zone your ego has built for you. So when you feel fear, it means your ego is getting nervous because you're about to shift through paradigms and stories that you've been living in your entire life. So you try to start a business or you try to invest in yourself and your ego says no and it sends you fear because you don't feel good enough or you don't feel worthy at a subconscious level. But this is what happens when you move through the fear and you say, you know what? Yeah, I'm terrified right now. I don't know if I'm going to fall flat on my face. I don't know what's going to happen. But I am worth it. My growth is worth it. And so you do it anyway. And that is a quantum up level. That is how you shift your reality. That is how you break through stories and paradigms that have been holding you back your entire life. You feel the fear. You thank your ego for trying to keep you safe. And then you move forward anyway. You follow your excitement. You should always do what makes you feel excited and terrified at the same time. Because if something doesn't make you feel at least a little bit fearful, it means there's no growth. It means you're not moving through your old belief system. It means you're still staying where you are. If you want to reach that next level, you have to move through fear. If there's no fear, you're staying stagnant. How uncomfortable are you willing to get? Right? That's truly the question. Do you conditionally or unconditionally want to change your life? Because in all honesty, yeah, on paper, everyone wants to change their lives. No one's going to say, no, I don't want to manifest the life of my dreams. No, I don't want to live in a house on the beach and have all the time and financial freedom in the entire world. No, that sounds horrible. Most people wouldn't say that. But when it comes down to it, most people are more concerned with their comfort and with their safety than they are with manifesting the life that they actually desire. They'd rather stay safe in their comfort zone and know what to expect every single day, even if they don't like their life every single day. Most people want to know what to expect. They want to know what time they're waking up tomorrow, and every single day they want to know how much money they're going to be making. They want to know who they're going to be seeing, where they're going to be going. They want to have a plan. Our society revolves around having plans and knowing where your life is headed. And if you want to manifest the life of your dreams, to some extent, you have to give up the plan. You have to give up the control. You have to give up the knowing. Right? If you unconditionally want to manifest the life of your dreams, that means you're ready to invest the time, invest the money, invest the energy, deal with the repressed emotions, do the deep inner work, meet yourself at your edge, feel the discomfort, take risks, move through fear. But that also means you get the bliss, you get the freedom, you get the financial prosperity, you get to manifest everything you desire, because there's nothing you cannot create in your life, nothing. Your only limitation in this entire world is you and your own mind. So if you're feeling stuck or stagnant, your life's not moving forward, you are holding yourself there. Not your boss, not your mom, not your friend, not your partner who doesn't get it. You, your belief system, your thought patterns, your energy. That is what is creating your reality in every single moment. You want to know what tomorrow holds? You want to know what next week holds, what next month holds? Look at your thoughts right now. You might not be able to tell exactly how much money you're going to be making, what your job will look like, but you can tell how you're going to feel. Look at your thoughts right now. If you don't like your thoughts, you're not going to like your life. If you want to manifest an amazing life, you have to master your mind. Master your mind, master your life. You know, 1 year ago, it's crazy to think about where my life was a year ago, because now I don't really know where my life is going right now, but I have so much freedom and power, right? I can buy a flight and go anywhere I want. The question is, I don't know where I'm meant to be going, but I'm not trapped anywhere. A year ago, I was trapped. I was living in a tiny apartment, sharing a bedroom, no privacy, walking to a job that I literally could not stand. It made me miserable sitting at a desk all day. And I had so much comfort. It was this kind of comfort that I don't have now, because I had the comfort of knowing where I was waking up every day, where I was going to work every day, what my schedule would look like every day, exactly who I would see every single day. I knew what time I was going to bed. I knew what time I was waking up. I knew exactly how much money I would be making from my salary every month. I wasn't satisfied with any of it. I was unfulfilled, but I had the comfort of knowing. And now it's the opposite. I don't have the comfort of knowing. I've been forced to take my comfort and lean on the support from the universe and take comfort in knowing that what is coming is better than anything I could ever imagine in my mind. Because whatever I can imagine and plan in my mind, yeah, it might be great, but it will not be as good as what is actually coming for me. I know that I'm manifesting incredible things, and yeah, I know what I'm planning to manifest, and I know part of what's coming because I'm manifesting it, but I don't know how it's coming. Yeah, I'm manifesting my $1 million business this year, and I'm manifesting thousands of lives instead of hundreds that I am, transforming and healing and helping. And I'm manifesting incredible travel, and I'm manifesting an amazing home base, apartment, home, whatever. There's so many amazing things that I'm manifesting and I'm calling in, and I know they're coming. I know what this year is going to look like, but I have no idea how. And that's the amazing part. I don't know where I'm going to travel. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know exactly what my business is going to look like. I don't know exactly how I'm going to help the thousands of people I am committed to helping, to awakening, to manifesting their dream lives, to freeing them. I know I'm going to do it. I'm already doing it now. I'm starting to do it, but I don't know how things are going to play out. And that's okay, because the how is not our job. The what and the why is our job. So my question for you is, what action are you not taking out of fear? The universe is sending you signs every day. Your intuition, your gut knows. Your soul, your highest self knows the path of least resistance. But are you following it? Are you leaning into your fear? In the past year of my life, honestly, the life right now that I'm living is a life that was unimaginable for me a year ago. Unimaginable. It wasn't even a thought in my mind to even intend for the life I have right now, because I would never have been able to think it was possible. That is how much my life has transitioned in the past year. And if you're listening to this, we're reflections of each other, right? I'm a reflection of you. You're a reflection of me. Everything I've done is possible for you as well. It's just a matter of you meeting yourself there. It's a matter of you being unconditionally committed to doing it the way I was. I was unconditionally committed and still am. I said yes to everything that crossed my path. Back in December, there was a moment where I remember this moment. I was in Vegas at a conference and I had woken up early. I was by myself listening to a podcast, walking the strip at like 6 a.m. And I remember standing there and saying to myself, you know what? This is it. I cannot live like this anymore. I'm so unhappy. I cannot have the monotony. I cannot go to a job every day I don't like. I know I meant to live a blissful, happy, joyful life. And I said, universe, I'm yours. I will do whatever it takes. Show me the way. I promise to say yes to everything. And I did. I said yes to everything, no matter how freaking terrified I was, because I continue to be terrified. When I said yes to the podcast, so terrified. I think I talked about this on one of my episodes. I like threw my phone across the room, didn't look at it for 3 hours when I released my first episode because I was so nervous that people were actually listening to me. And I was so nervous that they were hearing my voice and I did not like recording myself. And every single decision along the way made me feel the same way, terrified. Investing in myself, terrifying. The first time I invested $1,000 in a course, it was a manifestation course, and I think it left me with less than $200 left in my checking account, and I was terrified. But I also knew intuitively it was the right decision, and it was, because I've now invested around $50,000 in myself in the past year. And if it weren't for every single one of those investments, I wouldn't be where I am. Because yeah, you can figure this shit out on your own. You can learn it on your own, and you can go through the trial and error like I did for a lot of the time, but it will take you years. So I decided to take the shortcut and learn from the people who were actually where I wanted to be, who had already done it. And I learned over and over from people who were where I wanted to be. And I only took advice from people who had a life that I wanted to live. And I only paid people who had a life that I desired to live. And that's what got me where I am. Right? And I continue to be terrified. I think I talked about this as well. Investing $20,000 at one time in a coach. Absolutely terrifying. I felt like I wanted to puke, and I had to move through so many money fears to do that. And that up-leveled my own abundance mindset. That brought me to the next level to be able to manifest more abundance, because I was forced to move through deep-seated fears and beliefs around money to invest $20,000 at one time. And the amount of growth gained, I can't even explain in words. I continue to reach levels in my life that I did not realize were reachable. Like, I keep thinking, all right, this is it. I've done good. And then I dive deeper and I reach the next level, because the inner work is never done. It never ends. There is always another level to reach. There are always more people to help. And the deeper I go within myself, the deeper I'm able to meet others. The deeper I'm able to transform the lives of those that I work with, those that I'm around, those who just read my posts, listen to my podcast. As I raise my own vibration, I am effectively raising the vibration of the planet, raising the vibration of everyone around me, everyone that I work with. The deeper I heal myself, the deeper I heal others, and the deeper I heal this planet. The inner work is the outer work. If you want to help the planet, help yourself. If you want to heal your family, heal yourself. If you want to help your friends, help yourself. If you want to help a million people change their lives, change your own life. The inner work is the outer. The inner work is the outer work. What we do to ourselves, we do to the planet. What we do to ourselves, we do to our friends and family. What we do to ourselves, we do to society. As you raise your own vibration and heal yourself, you spread that vibration to every single person you interact with, and therefore they go on to spread that vibration to everyone else they interact with. We create insane ripple effects across the entire planet. So if you want to change the world, it is your job, it is your duty to do the inner work, to heal yourself, to raise your own vibration, to step into your own abundance, your own bliss. It is the number one thing you can do for anyone, for anything. It does more to do the inner work for yourself than you could ever do by starting a charity while still being in a place of inner confusion and chaos. The inner work, being in alignment, raising your vibration, is more important than anything, because it is the energy that matters. You start a charity from the wrong energy, you're doing more harm than good. Do the inner work first. What vibration, what energy are you bringing to this world? Are you spreading to everyone you interact with? It's not the words we say that matter. It's the energy. It's the intention. Inner work is the most important thing you can ever do for yourself. I cannot stress this enough. Inner work is the number one thing, priority in my life. The inner work never ends. I am constantly, always working with a coach or working in a program or taking a course. I am always doing the inner work, always reaching new levels, because it's truly not about me. It's not about me. It never was and it never will be. Yes, I want to live an amazing, incredible life. Yes, that is my birthright. Yes, it is your birthright. But I know that I have incarnated here on this planet to help others, to awaken others to their power, to awaken others to themselves, to awaken others to their own souls, to help them connect to their highest selves, to help them realize how infinitely powerful and magical they truly are. That is why I'm here. I know it without an ounce of doubt. I know it with every fiber of my being. I know it. I am here to awaken humanity, as many people as possible. And I cannot do that without doing the inner work within myself. So this podcast actually went way in a different direction than I had planned. I planned to talk about setting intention for the new years. And, you know, I will record another podcast episode on that, because that is going to be an entirely separate subject that I could talk forever on. But I think what came out for this podcast was really important. You know, when I sit down to do these podcasts, I usually have a couple bullet points, what I want to talk about. And then I just go and I let it channel through me. Right? Because I know that whatever comes through is coming through for a reason. Because the people who are listening to this specific episode, whether it's right now or in 10 years, this message is coming through specifically because they need to hear it. Right? These messages tend to just like channel through me. I don't even know what I'm going to say. It just kind of comes out because it's channeling through me. Because if you are listening to this, there was something within this message that was meant for you. And if it resonated with you and you feel like you're one of those light workers who is here to help, to awaken, to heal, to raise the vibration of this planet, to help others, if you feel that pull to help people and you know that it's your duty to help yourself first, to do the inner work, and you've realized that maybe, yeah, you were only conditionally committed to manifesting the life that you desire. And there's nothing wrong with that. That was me for 24 years of my life, almost 25 years of my life. And awareness is the first step in transformation. Maybe you're ready to be unconditionally committed. Maybe you're ready to do the work. Because I can show you how. I know exactly what it takes. I have invested the thousands of dollars. I have invested the thousands of hours. I have done the trial and error. I know exactly what it takes, how to work through all of the subconscious belief systems, how to cultivate the mindset and align your energy and the steps to actually manifest anything that you want. But you have to be ready to do the inner work. And if you are unconditionally ready, I would love to show you how and support you in getting there, right? I want to give you a shortcut, kind of like a fast track express route to get there, right? Because you always have two options. You can either spend the time and the money and years trying to figure it out on your own, or you can learn it from someone who's already done it and knows how to do it and who has also taught and helped dozens of other people do it. So myself and my own personal spiritual coach, Mia. She's Mia Magic on Instagram. We are creating a academy together. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I have my own academy, Blissful Abundance Academy, my manifestation and abundance academy. And we're taking my academy and we're creating a level 2. We're taking everything in my academy and we're bringing it deeper. So we're teaching you how to manifest. We're teaching you how to work through your subconscious blocks, how to work through limiting beliefs, how to cultivate abundance, how to manifest money. We're taking all of it deeper. And we're also going to go into how to embody your divine goddess, goddess and god archetypes. We're opening up to men. We're going to talk about sex magic, manifestation and manifesting with sexual orgasmic energy, which is your life force energy, and rewiring shame stories as well around sexuality, because that was the biggest block for me in the past 6 months that I have overcome. Rewriting my shame stories, reconnecting to your womb, to your yoni. We manifest through our wombs. As women, our womb, our yoni, it's the divine portal to everything that we desire. It is literally the divine portal to God, to divine love, to source. And we're so disconnected. So we're going to get you back connected, learn to manifest through your womb, teach you all the sex magic, work through the shame programming, connect you to your divine goddess so you can actually embody the goddess within you, who is you, right? At a soul level, you are the goddess. You are the god. You are one with source energy. So we want to take you there and show you how to live your most magical, abundant, blissful life. Mia has absolutely transformed every aspect of my life in the past 3 months working with her. She's been the biggest investment I've ever made in myself. And she's been, I think I said after the first session with her, wow, that entire investment was already worth it just for that hour. She has transformed my entire life. So I'm an expert at manifesting the external, right? The money, the freedom, the travel, all of that. The beautiful environments, the house that you want. I'm good at the external stuff. She's a master at the internal. The self-worth, the bliss, the pleasure. And so both of us together, we're going to create so much magic. This is next level. I mean, my BAA is already incredible. The women in there have amazing transformations, and we're taking that deeper, and there's going to be more. We want to give you the growth that I've had in the past year in 8 weeks, right? Because I've taken myself from 0 to 100, and I thought I did it. And then Mia took me from 100 to 200, and I realized there was another level. There is so much bliss available for you, so much freedom, so much power, but you have to be ready and willing to choose it. It's already yours. You simply must become a vibrational match by shedding everything that is not in alignment. So if you're ready to manifest your most magical, blissful, abundant life, we are ready to teach you how. So early enrollment for our academy is starting right now. The first 30 people in who pay in full actually are going to get a free one-on-one manifestation coaching session with me, a free one-on-one transformational spiritual coaching session with Mia, which is honestly, if you were just getting that, it would be worth it. She is unreal. She's like a shaman, high priestess, therapist, everything you could ever imagine. She's like trained in like 12 different modalities. She is everything in one. She does, oh my, I can't even actually explain in words. I'm just going to babble on. So I'm going to stop talking. She is incredible. So you get a 30-minute session with her, which is valued at like almost $600. And then you also get 3 free channeled guided meditations that Mia and I have recorded to help you rewire and prepare your subconscious mind for the quantum up level you're about to step into. So think like inner child healing, releasing anything from 2019 holding you back and setting intentions to manifest in 2020, and a meditation to step into abundance, step into the vibration of abundance, to begin to attract abundance into your life. you know, at a subconscious level, rewiring your mind. So all of this comes free right now when you enroll. If you enroll early bird, first 30 people in, and Academy starts in January and it's going to be incredible. So if you have any questions, just send me a message on Instagram, send me a DM at Pursuit of Bliss. I'm going to put the link to enroll in the podcast notes, in the show notes. And I love all of you, all of you, all of you. I am so blessed to have so many beautiful souls here listening to this podcast on Instagram, on Facebook. I love connecting with all of you. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your light and spreading your light. And I hope that all of you have an incredible, beautiful holiday season.